And a very good morning to all our listeners. I think there's nothing that signals the arrival of winter in the Western Cape like our flowering aloes that we have. And I think it's something to look forward to, because the majority of our aloe species that we find across South Africa have their flowering time during the winter months here in the Cape. And if anybody is ever looking for a low-maintenance plant, it is important to always consider looking at aloes. And before you even start considering looking at an aloe as a possible plant for the garden, be it in a container or a gardening bed, there are a few things to consider. The first thing is that there are a number of different types of aloes which are available, ranging from miniature aloes, bush aloes, creeping aloes, grass aloes, your multi-stemmed and single-stemmed aloes, as well as your tree aloes. So within that group, there are more than enough species to choose from that will fit the desired spot or desired place in your garden. One of the top things to always remember is looking at a full sunny position. None of the aloes like to grow in shade. They have been designed to retain their moisture come whatever type of heat and summer we might be able to throw at them, but they do need to grow in a full sun spot. It's very, very important. So at least 5 hours of sun a day is very important to them. Well-drained soil, heavy clay soils during the winter months can also be a problem, because it can become waterlogged, and that's one thing that aloes don't like. They don't like wet feet. They want to be in well-drained soil. And taking that into consideration, the next thing to look at is flower color. And the beauty of aloes is that they are a type of species which cross-hybridizes really quite easily with itself. So aloe arborescence is one of the most favored aloes to plant in a garden when you are looking for a variety of flower color. Even multi-flowered colors, where one flower spike can have 2 to 3 different colors on that same flower spike, which makes it quite unique, as a matter of fact, to look at. Other colors that you can look at is ranging from single yellows to dark reds. Light pinks are also available. I think just about right across the spectrum, except for blue and black that we don't have in aloe colors at all. Taking into consideration that they are a wonderful plant to use if you want to attract sunbirds to your garden, as well as other pollinators during the winter months. They provide a steady feast of nectar to these birds and other insects, because an aloe is a wonderful designed flower. It starts slowly but surely opening its flowers from the base, and what it does is it almost rations that pollinator over a period of time to be able to get nectar on an ongoing basis. So for a period of anything from 3 to 5 weeks, you've got flowers which are opening on aloes, and that makes them actually quite special as far as that is concerned. We must also remember that aloes, although they are tough and incredibly hardy, they do respond very, very well to feeding. As with any other organism, a well-fed or plant that has got good nutrition is more resistant to any type of pest and diseases that might come along. And on that point, aloes are susceptible to a number of chochos. One of them is scale, a plant which is under duress stress, especially during the summer months, and is underfed, will be prone to be infected by white scale. And this is a little insect that attacks specifically aloes, which forms under the underside of the leaves predominantly, and is easily to control with a natural paraffin oil, which is readily available at any garden center. You can spray that on, and basically the oil smothers the insect and eventually suffocates itself to death without harming the plant in any way. And the other thing to consider is sometimes your aloes can get fungal infections, normally caused by watering over their leaves during the summer months, and that is quite easy to control if you do have a fungal outbreak using a systemic fungicide, which you will apply not directly to the leaves, but you will apply to the soil, mixing it in a watering can, applying it to the soil, and then it takes about 2 to 3 weeks to be taken up into the plant and start working on an interlaminary level in the leaves itself to ensure that you have long-term, and this is the great thing about a systemic fungicide, it gives the plant protection from 4 to 6 months before you have to reapply it. But the main reason being high humidity and watering over the leaves during the summer months. If that can be avoided through irrigation, then stop overhead irrigation. That's the way to do it. So there we have it this morning, the plant of choice, aloes, fabulous selection out there and really one to suit every type of garden style.
101.3 FM. This is Fine Music Radio.